All right. Hey, I'm good. Back out practicing, getting ready for a big game this week. What'd you guys have today?
Crow said he wants the ball more.
I'm sure he does. I don't blame him.
Especially from the standpoint of taking some pressure off of Deshaun.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I mean, I think what he feels is fair. But again, within the structure of our offense and what we're trying to do at certain times, I think he gets it. I think a lot of guys want the ball. I think he's about 5 or 6 of them saying, Coach, I'll do it. But I get it. We'll get there. I said to you guys before, we will run the football, and he'll be a huge part. We play 2 games, and there's some things we can do better, and we will do better. I'm going to say it again. It's the first time in 2 games that line has played together. So I think there's some gelling that is starting to happen. You know, I don't think you just all of a sudden hand the ball because we got 5 linemen on the team and think they've already been together for 3 months and we're ready to go. I said we're going to run the football, and when we're ready to, we will. And I think we're moving in that direction, and I think we'll be there when the time comes.
Is that the message here to Crow? He said he talked to you after the game.
Oh, I always talk to Crow. I talk to all our guys. I think they understand. I'm very honest with our guys. I think they understand more and more. I think to everybody thinks that we're not a well-oiled machine just yet. You know, and sometimes we've been putting different pieces on our offense here and there. You know, so as we try to piece this thing together and we keep a consistency, well, I think we'll play a little bit more consistent. That's not an excuse. That's just the truth. That's the way it works. And so I think now we got a group of men up front that have played a couple games together, the calls, how they, you know, play off of each other, how they work within a group together. I think that's starting to gel a little bit. So I think you'll see a little bit more dynamic pieces of our offense as we go, and that's what we've had to do. My job as the leader of this group is try to put us in position to win games. You know, it's not to adhere to what everybody wants. But at the same time, as I said when I started this season, we need to run the football. We do need to run the football, but we got to run the football smartly in the beginning. And then at some point in time, once this group has had enough, you know, enough time together on task, then I think we'll be able to run the ball the way I think we can.
Like when a guy says, hey, I'm a big-time player, I want to help.
Absolutely. That's what you want. You want guys. I have no problem with anybody walking in the office and saying, Coach, give me the ball. Now, that being said, you better make the plays when you get them. Okay? There's another responsibility that comes with that. You know, I start handing it to you 30 times. I'm looking for 160, 150 yards and a couple of long scores. That's just how we do it.
On that line you're talking about, Sean Coleman, how is he – critique his play up right there.
I think, obviously, he's a young player. I think he's had some good moments. I think he's had some okay moments. I think he's had some learning moments. But, again, that's my point. You know, we have a right tackle who's learning how to play, you know, with a bunch of veteran players. We have a right guard who's new to our organization, who's learning a new center, and they communicate a lot. We have a left guard who just got back, who's communicating with a new center and a new right guard, who's also played with the left tackle all the time, who hasn't been out in practice a lot, but in the game. So that's what you're seeing, okay? And I see the inconsistency in some of the things we do. I'm looking at the same tape, same game you guys are, so I get it. But at the same time, our charge is to keep trying to find a way to win a game. You know, at some point in time, hopefully here soon, we're going to be the offense I think we can be. And I think that's understanding Deshaun better, them understanding Deshaun better, how he says things, where he sets on certain drops, where he is when we're trying to run the ball. I think all that to run an offense goes hand in hand. Every piece has to somewhat work together, and that's all we're trying to do.
Great. Does Sean get on the strip sack? Obviously, it was his guy.
That wasn't on Deshaun. You're talking about Sean Coleman or Deshaun Kizer?
Sean Coleman.
No, that's not on Sean. That's on Deshaun. Yeah, that went straight to Deshaun. Okay, and I made that very clear to Deshaun. The strip sack was on him. Okay, the ball's got to come out of his hand, or he got to take his butt and start running down the field. It's just that simple.
I know you don't like to talk about this type of stuff, but do you ever have a lineman have 2 tackles in one offensive tackle have 2 tackles in one game?
Offensive lineman have 2 tackles in one game? No, I have not. And that's the last time I'm going to have that. Okay, quarterback's got to get this ball out of his hand. He knows that. Okay, again. We're in that phase. I think you guys can see it, and I hope you guys appreciate it. I'm not – trust me, I'm pulling my hair out. There are some things we got to do better to be the offense that I want us to be. I see the same things, but that's part of this. I never told you we're going to be a juggernaut in the first 2 games. We're going to keep working at this. We're on this practice field working every day to get better, and I think we're getting better at some things, and that's my charge to the players. That's my charge to the coaches, and I think we're getting there. We will arrive at some point in time. We're not there yet, but that's part of it.
Big thing you think is missing from this offense
playing together. You got a new young quarterback. You got basically an offensive line that's new that's going to be good. Okay, we have new receivers that we insert here and there. You know, we have a new young tight end that's playing. We have runners who are learning how to play off of the offensive lineman. It's time on task. That's all it is. I mean, I couldn't play all these guys for every quarter in the preseason. You know, so I knew there was going to be some rough spots. I don't like the rough spots. I didn't like the turnovers. I don't like the production on offense. I don't like the consistency. But I knew that this was going to happen, okay? But I know we're getting there. I know the work ethic's there. I know the time on task is starting to be there, and the continuity is starting to be there. Now you take this, and hopefully you turn the corner. And that's what we need to get to.
Tell about how good Malik Hooker is now and how good he's going to be.
Well, obviously, I see him on tape. I watch him pick a ball and take off and run real fast down the sideline. And that's what he did at Ohio State. He took the ball away. And we got to make sure he doesn't take ours away. But he's a good football player.
You talk about continuity. How difficult is it when you have three new receivers come in and, you know, Leonard Sharp, who comes in off the practice squad and plays on Sunday, for Deshaun to get that chemistry with those guys when they're all moving in and out of the line?
I'll be the first to tell you it's tough. But at the same time, it was good to see Rashard did what he's done, because that was a piece of continuity. He was a guy that played a lot, you know, here in OTAs and training camp and all that. Then, you know, we moved on, but he came back. And so we inserted a guy who knew our system, knew what to do, how to play, and that's what showed. That's okay. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's who you hope to have be on your practice squad. So when those guys walk in and step in, they know how to play. And that's what you saw. He's going to play. There's no question about that. Now, whether he starts at X, we haven't made that decision yet.
Cody's a healthy scratch. Who becomes your third?
I'm sorry?
If Cody Kessler becomes a healthy scratch on a Sunday, who becomes your third quarterback in line?
Ricardo Lewis. And then I also have a little package with Duke Johnson. So we'll be okay. We'll be in a single wing, baby. We'll be going. That's right.
Hugh, you just explained why the defense, why the offense isn't going anywhere near where you'd want yet. What do you say to people who say you need an offensive coordinator?
Everybody's going to say all kinds of things. They can say whatever they like. People are entitled to their opinions. I respect them, but I don't think that's the case at all. Our situation is, I know where we are. I think if those people who keep saying that was in this building, they'd probably be pulling their hair out and probably wouldn't even walk through the front door. So you got to know how this works. You have to have been through this to get this over the hump. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I think it'll get there.
You have to convince Jimmy Haslam that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I'm not. No, I don't have to convince Jimmy. Jimmy knows. Jimmy sees. Jimmy knows as well as anybody sitting in this room where this football team is and where we need to go.
And it needs to go.
I'm sorry?
Do you have to tell him how close you are to that goal?
No, Jimmy doesn't ask those questions. I think Jimmy knows where our football team is right now and where we hope to get our football team to. Jimmy doesn't look at it that way. I think Jimmy is a very patient person, understands where his team is, wants to win worse than anybody in this building, and expects to win. But knowing that, hey, this is where we are, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there, and we're going to get there faster, sooner than later. I promise you that.
Close.
No, I'm not going to say that. Let's just see where he is, but he's getting there. You know, and the progress, there's huge progress that's been made. So hopefully we'll see where he is.
Good.
What do you see from Brissett just what does he bring to the table?
Well, I think he's a veteran player, you know, who's played in a good system in New England. You know, his game's not too big for him. He understands how to play. I'm sure, just like any other new quarterback in a new organization, he's trying to learn a bunch of different guys, you know, and how they do things. But I think he's very poised. I think he runs there what they've asked him to do. I think he's doing that extremely well. And I think he's trying to do everything he can to help their football team win. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in that he's in. But at the same time, this is the National Football League.
Where's he in your plans?
He's on our practice squad right now. And then, again, you know, we'll see how the week goes and see where we are. You know, again, we have guys, but anything can happen. I've seen more things happen in a week's period of time than I know what to do with. So we'll see what happens towards the end of the week.
The lineman you picked up from the Colts, Zach Banner, is the biggest guy in the locker room.
He's big.
He said that he played in the Senior Bowl on the other team. Do you remember having any discussion with him? He said somebody from the Browns talked to him.
Yeah, I remember walking past him a couple of times because he was so big. I didn't really have any conversations with him that way. I know the people in our building did and talked to him. And obviously, you know, we thought he had the characteristics to play and do some things. So that's why he's here. But he is a big man who's learning how to play within our system, and we'll see where he is as we go through the year.
Every cut is tough. But was Jordan Leslie a particularly tough one considering how he played?
Oh, you said it. Every cut is tough. But again, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for him to be back here, you know, and back on this team on the practice squad and getting another opportunity. So, you know, the pass is the pass. I'm sure he feels that way. He's here now. He's thankful, grateful. Let's see what he can do if he's able to help our football team in some capacity.
Thank you.